Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn with me this morning to Psalm 23. Psalm chapter 23, we're going to begin by reading the psalm. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Wouldn't you love to know when David wrote that psalm? What point in his life he wrote it? Was it when he was a young boy, watching over his father's sheep, just a shepherd, when he had time on his hands to sit and write songs? Was it when he was running for his life, hiding in caves, scared to death? Was it after all his fighting and struggles were over? Were these some of his last words? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But it doesn't matter. Because the Lord is my shepherd all the days of my life. He was my shepherd before I ever even existed. Turn with me over to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." The Lord has been the shepherd of His sheep ever since God the Father made the covenant of blood with God the Son. The only reason we're shown mercy is because of that covenant. The Lord made a promise, and He said, "I will not break my promise." He's been my shepherd ever since that covenant. In Psalm 139, David said, "You knew all my members before they were ever even formed." He was my shepherd before I ever even existed. He was the shepherd of His people before they ever knew He was their shepherd. Turn with me over to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 16 says this, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." In Isaiah 65, He said, "I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me." Behold me. He was the shepherd of His people before they ever knew He was their shepherd. He will always be the shepherd of His sheep. Look right here in John chapter 10 at verse 27. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Isn't that wonderful news? Isn't that wonderful news? Never plucked them out of my hand. Now, Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm to most people. If you could ask believers throughout history, what's your favorite psalm? I'm sure the number one answer would be Psalm 23. But sometimes, familiarity is not the best thing in the world. It causes us to think sometimes, well, we already know that. And it makes our flesh say, let's look for something new in it. Well, I want you to listen to this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3 says, but I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The simplicity. Let's stay with the simplicity of Christ, okay? Our text in Psalm 23, verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Many people say, I believe in God. I believe there's a God. Well, I'm not talking about a God. A God. Just some God. Somebody up there. Some man upstairs. The Lord. Jehovah. The only true and living God is my shepherd. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. I know who I trust in. I know who I look to and hope in and wait on. The Lord. Jesus Christ. It says in verse 1, the Lord is. It doesn't say the Lord was. It doesn't say the Lord will be. It doesn't say the Lord wants to be. It says the Lord is. The Lord asked Peter one time, Peter, who do you say that I am? Peter said, thou art. Hebrews 11 says, he that cometh to God must believe he is. It's settled. It's sure. The Lord is. Now here's the best news of all. Verse 1 says, the Lord is my. Not a. My shepherd. Turn with me over to Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 25 says this, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I am His, and He is mine. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's not my co-pilot. He's not my inspiration. He's not somebody I have a good thing going with. He's my shepherd. I'm His sheep. Do you know what that means? It means I'm dumb. He's the shepherd. I'm the sheep. It means I'm dependent, totally dependent on Him. It means I'm a wanderer. All we like sheep have gone astray. That's what it means. But if I'm His sheep. Then it means, He owns me. And if He owns me, then He will lovingly teach me. He'll lovingly provide for me. He'll lovingly lead me. And He'll keep me. Hebrews 13 says He's the great shepherd. 1 Peter 5 says He's the chief shepherd. And John 10 says He's the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one who feeds me, and He's the one who shears me. I'm not sheared by somebody else. I'm sheared by my shepherd. If He humiliates me and humbles me, He's still my shepherd. He's still my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one who holds me close, holds me tight, holds me safe. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, our text says, I shall not want. That means I shall not lack. I shall not come up short. I shall not fail. There was a king in the Old Testament, King Belshazzar, and he sinned against the Lord. And God wrote on the wall with His finger. And the king called a man named Daniel in to interpret it. And Daniel said, Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting, lacking, short. Not us. Not if we're God's sheep. Not if God chose us and gave us to Christ as His sheep. Colossians 1 verse 12 says, God hath made us meet. That means able, fit, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We shall not want. We shall not. The Lord, Jesus Christ, is our shepherd. If we've been given to Him, the Lord is our shepherd. And He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. Laid down my life for the sheep. There's a song that says, Jesus Christ is made to be all I need, all I need. Christ is all I need. I shall not want. If God has chosen you to be one of His sheep, because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. You shall not lack. Now let me show you six things that you will not lack because the Lord is your shepherd. If He is your shepherd, if He is my shepherd, if He has blessed us by adopting us into His family, pulling us near, drawing us nigh with cords of love, if we are His sheep, I want to show you six things that we will not lack because the Lord is our shepherd. Number one, we will not lack rest. We will not lack rest. Verse 2, right here in Psalm 23 says, He maketh me to lie down. lie down. There's no work to be done. Rest. There's no work to be done. Rest. Rest. What must I do to be saved? Nothing. Christ did it already. Christ did the work. Christ finished the work of redemption. Christ paid the price. Rest. He laid down His life for the sheep. Rest. There are no battles to fight. There are no battles to fight. It is finished. Lie down and rest. Rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Rest. God is in control. Rest. Thy God reigneth. It's already been ordered and sure. What has already been ordered and sure? Everything from the foundation of the world. Rest. Verse 2 says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What are these green pastures? They are the Word of God. The Word of God. Turn with me over to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Verse 5 says, And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, at thy word, I will let down the net. The word of this world, the wisdom of this world, it brings so much anxiousness. Turn the TV on. Turn the news on. Anxiousness, worry, fear, trouble. The word of my own mind, my own opinion, it brings me so much anxiousness. My thoughts, they bring me so much anxiousness. But the Word of God causes us to rest. Rest. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not lack rest. Isn't that wonderful, wonderful news? That is the greatest news I could possibly hear. Rest. The second thing we shall not lack, because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not lack peace. Peace. Verse 2 back in Psalm 23 says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Beside the still waters. Go over to Psalm 69. Life is deep water. It is. It is troubled water. It's raging water. That's life. Psalm 69 verse 1 says, Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. His disciples came to him in the ship and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Great calm. The Lord is our shepherd. And if the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not lack peace. Peace with God. Why? He laid down His life for the sheep. He finished the work. Peace with each other. Peace. Just listen to Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Everlasting strength. Proverbs chapter 3 says this in Proverbs 3 verse 5. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Trust in the Lord. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not lack rest. We shall not lack peace. The third thing we shall not lack is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, "He restoreth my soul." Man doesn't just have a soul. Man is his soul. He is his soul. I'm me. This body is not me. You could cut off my arm, and I'm still me. Cut off my other arm. I'm still me. Cut off both my legs. I'm still me. I am my soul. And because the Lord is my shepherd, he restores me. He forgives me. In Adam, I died. When Adam sinned, I sinned. When Adam died spiritually, I died spiritually. My shepherd has brought me back to life. Spiritual life, eternal life. In my flesh, I'm separated from God. I'm lost. My shepherd has brought me back to God. In my filth, I was made to sit on a dung heap, the scripture says. My shepherd has made me to sit among princes. Because of my sin, I lost everything. I lost it all. Because the Lord is my shepherd, he has restored my soul. Forgiven me. How? He laid down his life for the sheep. Because the Lord is the shepherd of his sheep, the fourth thing they shall not lack is holiness, goodness, rightness. You know, that seems so far to a sinner, so foreign to a sinner. Verse 3 says, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Righteousness. Not my righteousness, God's righteousness. Romans 10, verses 1 through 4 say, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ, my shepherd, the Lord, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Christ is my righteousness. My shepherd is righteousness. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. His people shall not lack rest, peace, forgiveness, righteousness, holiness. The fifth thing they shall not lack is comfort. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. He doesn't say there will be no evil. He doesn't say that at all. He says, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. If God be for us, who can be against us? The rod is used by the shepherd to do a few things. It's used to number the sheep, count the sheep, so that they won't lose one sheep. It's used to quicken the pace. It's used to pat the sheep and say, come on now, let's go. It's used to pull the sheep back. Don't go that way. That's danger. You're going to fall off a cliff. It's used to fight off the enemy. Thy rod and thy staff, that's Christ in His Word. They comfort me. They comfort me. The sixth thing we shall not lack is provision. We're going to be taken care of. Psalm 23, verse 5 says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Abraham said, The Lord will provide. David said, I have been young, now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The Lord Himself said, I go to prepare a place for you. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Oil! That's what you pour on the head of a king. He's made me to be a king. Not only do I not lack, my cup has run over. It runneth over. Isaiah 40, verse 1 says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. My cup runneth over. Verse 6 says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. All the days of my life. And it's all because the Lord is my shepherd. You know what that makes me? A thankful sheep. A thankful, thankful sheep. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His Word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.